Oh, it'd be nice, yeah. You know, it would be lovely to finish off with Ireland in a major tournament again, and then give a good account of ourselves. You know, but we have got a bit of a struggle now to get there, but not we've still got a good chance, of course. And but fairy tales don't always end in football. You know, you look at Steven Gerrard. People said he finished the cup final on his birthday and for Liverpool and all that kind of stuff, and we beat them in the semi final. You know, so you know, there's no fairy tales in football. We've got to work hard, get the right results, and hopefully we can do that between now and France next year.
What was the mood like after the players broke up following the Scotland match for the summer break, knowing that you hadn't quite got the result that you had wished for?
Disappointing again, because you know, the last two big qualifiers in Dublin, we've only managed to draw both of them, you know, and it's making it very difficult to qualify. Yes, we've still got a chance of qualifying, but it's not going to be easy. We've got the next two games are winnable, should we say, on paper, and then we've got two tough games to finish. But if we get 6 points in the next two games, then you know, even the outlook on the group might look a bit healthier for us, because Scotland will go to a couple of tricky games, I think, obviously, when we're playing maybe the easier teams. But we'll have to get something in the last two games as well, against Germany and Poland, which is not going to be easy, and it might be out of our hands. But there's still quite a lot of points to play for, and we've got to keep believing that we've got a chance, yeah.
Is it playoffs at best, this stage?
It's looking like that, yeah. But there's twists and tails. I mean, Germany are a strong team as well, and they haven't played overly great in the qualifying so far. So you'd imagine, being world champions, they're going to come strong, you know, finish strong as well. So it'll depend how, you know, Poland have looked pretty sharp in the group as well. I mean, we've had a really tough group, to be honest. But we still believe in the camp. If we can, you know, we've still got enough in the camp to try and qualify. Yes, it's going to be difficult, but you know, we're still believing we've got a chance, and we have to do that right to the death.
How have you found coming back into the setup after a couple of years absence?
Yeah, I was back in, and you know, the first few months or a few games I didn't really play, and I was sort of questioning, you know, should I maybe just stayed away. But thankfully the last couple of big games, and you know, Martin Neal has given me the nod to play, and delighted to play, of course, delighted to be involved in the big qualifiers again back in Dublin and stuff. And but the bottom line is, you want to qualify, you want to get to the European Championships, and hopefully we can do that. You know, I don't want to come back just to make a few more caps. I want to come back and you know, contribute to the team and try and get us, you know, to France next summer.
A lot of concern about the lack of talent coming through the Irish ranks at the moment. Obviously, Jack Grealish is one player who ticks that box. I mean, he's a teammate of yours. What's your gut feeling? What do you think he's going to do?
I don't even know. I'm not even sure that Jack knows himself. I mean, there's a lot of questions around it, and you know, a lot of people not sure what he's going to do. And I genuinely think he's still not so sure himself, you know. And he says he's only probably played six Premier League games in his career as well, you know. So there's a lot of hype around him, and you know, this season will hopefully, you know, Jack will play regularly and play well as well, obviously, for Aston Villa. And I just think, you know, it's such a big decision to make then. You know, I think he's genuinely not 100% sure, you know, himself. So I think we've just got to be patient and obviously, hopefully, he picks Ireland.
Any thoughts entering your own head that this possibly could be your last season? Contemplating a cut-off point at all, any stage?
It's my last pre-season coming up on Wednesday, which is, well, it might be my last pre-season. I don't know. I mean, it's my 23rd pre-season, I think, this week starting, you know. But I've only been away a couple of weeks since the Scottish games, you know, and I'm sort of itching to get back again, you know. I don't think that'll ever leave me, you know, the work rate and the will to go back and play, and just missing playing football, you know. And it's ingrained in my blood, it's ingrained in my life, and I just want to play football as long as I can. So hopefully it's not my last, but you know, hopefully I can stay fit as well and play this season. I want to play more and take it from there next summer.